Over the last year, Constantine Metal Resources has been stepping up efforts to explore mineral deposits at the Palmer Project, an exploratory site about 35 miles north of Haines. The company is applying for a permit to drill an access tunnel to explore more of the resource and is preparing an economic analysis for investors. Meanwhile, discussions about changing the ownership of the land where the project is located could speed up the permitting process for mine development. Since the 90s, Alaska Mental Health Trust has been trying to take ownership of the land where the Palmer Project is located. The only thing preventing that from happening are the federal mining claims that have been leased to Constantine Metal Resources. According to the Trust's land office director, Wynn Menefee, there has been ongoing discussion with Constantine about converting the federal mining claims of the Palmer Project to Mental Health Trust land.
Those claims could potentially be removed, and if they were, then any future mining activity would have to be leased by the Trust land office.
This could be in Constantine's interest because mining on federal land requires a more complicated and lengthy permitting process than mining on state land. If the land was owned by the Mental Health Trust, permitting would be facilitated by Alaska's Department of Natural Resources rather than the Federal Bureau of Land Management. Menefee says there are a couple ways that the federal mining claims could be removed.
The claims potentially could be bought out by various entities. Constantine could do it. Private interest groups could potentially do it. The trust could potentially do it.
Haines Mining Company and Alu Mining hold the federal mining claims for the Palmer Project. Both the claim holders and Constantine would have to agree to relinquish the claims for Mental Health Trust to take ownership of the land. Menefee says before the claims are removed, Constantine and the Mental Health Trust would need to consider what a future mining lease would look like.
Is if you were trying to buy out the claims, you have to know what the future tense is going to be, what's going to happen with the mineral leases and such, in order to have confidence amongst the different parties.
Discussion of relinquishing the federal mining claims and a possible lease between Mental Health Trust and Constantine is ongoing. But Constantine's spokesperson, Liz Cornejo, says that the mineral exploration company is not necessarily pursuing a transfer of the mining claims to the trust. According to Cornejo, there are advantages and disadvantages to leasing federal mining claims. Although permitting would be easier on state land, federal claims establish rights to an entire mineral deposit rather than a specific area of land.
If you can track that mineralization from surface underground, it's still part of your claim, even if it passes past that claim boundary. On state claims, that boundary goes vertically toward the center of the earth, whereas on federal claims, you can trace it beyond your claim boundary at depth if it's connected to the surface showing. So that would be one of the advantages.
The Bureau of Land Management is the current permitting authority for the federal mining claims. BLM is facing a lawsuit for approving Constantine's plan to expand mineral exploration at the Palmer Project in 2016. Chilkat Indian Village and three conservation groups filed the lawsuit, claiming that BLM failed to consider the future environmental impact of a mine when it approved plans for further mineral exploration. The Palmer Project is located upstream from the Klehini and Chilkat rivers, both of which are spawning grounds for anadromous fish. The lawsuit against BLM is ongoing. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.